Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Globocorp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hey, welcome to the show. I don't know if Zigzag's going to make it. Apparently he's fighting some, illness, some sort of throat, chest, head, crud. Nobody likes fighting that off, including myself. But maybe he'll come in. Maybe he'll pop in later when he has a moment of lucidity. If not, we're probably going to keep this kind of short. Like I said, now that I'm used to doing the show with old Double Z, it's kind of hard not to. I used to like just listening to myself talk, and I could keep on going forever, but I've discovered I'm not that interesting alone. It's kind of a depressing thing to learn, but it's probably made me a better person to be around. So, we'll just give him a few minutes. I'm going back to Nicaragua next week. I'm going on Saturday. I'm going to leave for a week. I'll be gone for a week. I get to tie up some loose ends there. I wasn't looking forward to it initially because I was going to try to split my time between Grenada and Matagalpa being where I ultimately have to go because that's where we're still renting a place. And I've got to go clear some stuff out of that place that we were renting. We're still renting it, actually. We came back early. We asked Texas to visit and decided, screw it, we'll just go ahead and stay. But we still have, at the time, we still had 3 months left on that lease in Matagalpa. We've been paying it because we're upstanding citizens, no matter what country we happen to reside in. But I have to go back to grab some stuff that we didn't bring with us since we didn't really plan on staying. So I've got my coveted PlayStation 3, a bunch of clothes, most importantly, my good acoustic guitar, which has prevented me, which is one of the things that has prevented me from kicking out some kick-ass Hyper Sloth music for you fine people, but also some audio equipment that sort of facilitates that. The input that I use to plug the intermediary, I plug into this thing and that plugs into the computer via USB and kind of lets me mix all that and allows me to plug my electric guitar directly into the computer without using an amp. And because of that, for the longest time, I didn't even have an amp because I have an amp simulator on the computer that simulates every kind of amp you could possibly imagine and does a great job of it. So, and I have another microphone. You can hear my kid screaming in the background, I'm sure. I really need to fortify the studio better. He's not part of the show. He's definitely not getting a paycheck for it. And despite me saying, keep your mouth shut for the next hour, you just can't pull that off. So I'm thinking about getting some extremely strong medications for the boy. That'll just kind of knock him out for a little bit. I'm thinking Jim Beam probably makes what I'm looking for. Maybe a little bit of that in the sippy cup, and then we can have our show in peace. Anyway, I've got to go back to Nicaragua. I wasn't looking forward to it, like I said, because I was going to split it between Grenada and Matagalpa, because Grenada is really the fun place to be. If you're just going to go for a week, go to Grenada. It's built for tourists. It's got all the bars, kick-ass food, and strip, and lots of people like you know, who would be just visiting there. Matagalpa is not. It's actually a much bigger city with a much better infrastructure, but it's not really a party town or a tourist destination, which ultimately, if you're going to stay there for long term, which was our plan at the time, that's really where you want to be. Because all the tourist stuff gets old, and eventually, even in Grenada, you find that you kind of outgrow it and move beyond it, and you start going to where the locals go and dealing with that stuff. But when you want to party, you still have it available. So I was going to go party for a few days in Grenada and then go take care of business in Matagalpa. But the problem with that is they're about 4 hours apart, you know, if you drive straight through. The problem is there is no driving straight through. There's getting on a chicken bus that stops every 20 feet to pick up some other person until the rivets are busting out of the goddamn hull of the machine. because it's so packed with people. So the four-hour trip on a chicken bus from Granada to Matagalpa ends up taking about 6 hours, 6 or 8 hours, even on a quote-unquote express bus, which basically just holds less people, but they still note it to the gills. So I could charter a driver, I guess, and pay him, you know, $80 American to take me. But then I would have to go, because the airport's in fucking Managua, which is almost dead smack in between Granada and Matagalpa. So I'd have to land in Granada, or land in Managua, get on the chicken bus, or pay out the nose for a guy to take me to Granada from Managua. Okay, plane lines in Managua. I think I got that wrong. Plane to Managua. I'd have to get on a chicken bus or pay a guy a shitload of money to take me to Granada, where I'd stay a few days. And then I'd have to get on a chicken bus or pay double the shitload of money to have somebody take me to Matagalpa. And then, once again, I'd have to pay somebody a shitload of money or ride a chicken bus to get back to the airport in Managua. So I said, screw Granada. I'm just going to go to Matagalpa. So that cuts out that whole thing. Will I be able to party? Sure, there are some places to party. I just won't see anybody who speaks English. But I'm sure once I drink enough, it won't matter. We'll all be speaking the same language, the language of love and drunkenness. But I'm going to go ahead and spin one of our tunes. Speaking of music, which I guess I wasn't really speaking of at that moment, but the hey, we do have some pretty kick-ass tunes. This one's called Beer's Food. Enjoy it, kids.
After a hard day's work, a tree of fingers itching, open them all to mirth. Spend all day slinging sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of fermented hops. Yeah, beer and food, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good, and I want more. It's my brown, my wine, it's my girlfriend.
Yeah, beer is food.
remember what's going on. I'm coming back sounder and nothing. Very hectic to work when I'm paying bucks a month for the... Anyway, I got much to talk about without some... It's pretty bad if each call the internet. Each other webs, love, and those 10 data all over the... You can find some hotties on there, pictures, but when you meet them, they're all fat girls who wear dyed pants. Well, I'm back. Apparently, Blog Talk Radio is in cahoots with Skype, because as soon as I started bitching about Blog Talk Radio, Skype disconnected for no goddamn motherfucking reason, which apparently what Skype excels at. I think whenever they do their bullet point presentations looking for investors, they say, they brag about how much they can disconnect at any random given moment. Look, our disconnection rate is skyrocketing. You should invest in us. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play this here love song called Internet Love Song. It's all about the internet, find love on the internet. You go something like this. I'm gonna have to do something about this. Something about this. Something.
Thank you. as I'm smoking, as I open up her mind. Oh, my fingers are smoking, and I upload my goods.
There you have it. Oh, I better play the coming back from the show sounder if Blog Talk Radio can fucking handle it.
You're listening to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.
That's pretty much all I got, really. I'm just perturbed with Blog Talk Radio and Skype. Something always goes wrong with these two fucking inbred morons when we try to get them to work together. Every episode we have some bullshit going on. So I'm going to do a little bit of pirate radio. I'm just going to upload a random song from my own playlist. Give me a second to find one. Yeah. I wasn't really prepared for this, but I got kick-ass taste in music, man. You're going to love this shit. Love it. See, oh yeah. There we go. That's a good one. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Grace. Okay. So I want to play a tune. I got to upload it. It'll take me a second. By a buddy of mine called Hayes Carl. It's a really cool, quote unquote, outlaw country singer who I like. And I'm going to, let me see, which one do I want to spin here? Chances are, right out there, Love and Combat, and then Stop. Screw it, I'll just do Stomp and Holler. It's the first track off of his K-Mag Yo-Yo album. K-Mag Yo-Yo being, I'm not sure what it is, it's like an acronym, something the Marines say. If you know what in the world that means, give me a call at 646-478-0616 and let me know. It's some sort of marine thing, you know, and kind of like FUBAR. When something is going a certain way or not going a certain way, they say something like K-Mag Yo-Yo, I guess, is the deal. All right, so this is going to take a little while to upload. Uploading. Let me tell you about the brand new site, hypersloth.me. You've got to check this bitch out. We redesigned it. We put in a whole new bag off of WordPress. You got to love WordPress. If you don't know what WordPress is and you're building websites, you're wasting your fucking time. Go check out some WordPress. Your life will be so much easier. WordPress is the best internet invention ever. Anyway, we built a whole built off of WordPress front end. Makes posting things so much easier. So we're just constantly cranking out content. Basically, anything we find on the web that makes us laugh or makes us go, huh, interesting. We're putting that up on the site. And this has happened several times throughout the day, so it's constantly being uploaded. You need to check it out, hypersloth.me. Check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/hypersloth music. Check the page, twitter.com/hypersloth music as well. Follow us, like us. You can even sign up to get our newsletter and notices from the website. I recommend doing all that because we're constantly putting up new shit. And speaking of new shit, I was talking about recording music. Well, I'll tell you what, every afternoon when I get home with my kid, I guess it's early evening, he really wants to learn drums. So we got him a little something he can bang on. It's not really a drum. It's like a Lego box or whatever. We got him. So every day after school, what I do is I've got a drum machine on my computer, and I program just a simple boom, ch, boom, ch, you know, 1/4 beat, whatever, 2/4, I don't know what the fuck that's called, but it's real simple. And I just crank that to the speakers on a loop, and then I jam some guitar, and he jams drums. You know, his focus is he's got to stay with, the beat that's blasting out through the speakers, and he's getting really good at it. In the meantime, I'm just sort of goofing off and riffing on some guitar. And today, well, over the past week, I've come up with some pretty riffs that I cannot wait to lay down into full-on song mode and work up some new Hypersoft tunes around. And they're a little different than the Beer's Food and Internet Love Song. They're probably like in between that. Internet Love Song is real kind of trippy and psychedelic and soulful. Beer's Food is really more of a, you know, upbeat party sing-along song. These were this music that I've come up with is kind of just more like I would compare it to. Now, I'm not a fan of these guys. Well, that's not true. I'll say I'm not familiar with a lot of their stuff. Everything I'm familiar with from them, I really like, but I'm not like a follower of this band. I would probably be a fan if I did follow them. Is a Queens of the Stone Age. I came up with a riff tonight that sounds like Queens of the Stone Age, and it's so goddamn cool. I really can't wait to lay it down in full song format. With drums, probably get Zigzag to lay down the bass line, and then we can come up with some music. That would be dope. Well, for some reason, it's taking forever for this song to upload. And, well, that's probably because Blog Talk Radio completely fucking sucks. We've already determined this because it's already fucked up once. Tonight, well, here, I'm going to give it another shot. God, this thing is just such a piece of shit, this interface. Please, if you like this show and you've got a better way to do like a live broadcast over the internet, please, for the love of God, because this Blog Talk Radio is not it. This setup is just the most fucking hackneyed, cobbled together piece of shit in the world. And I was pretty pleased with it for a while, but just the more that I use it and the more that I realize how limited we are by it, not only by the fact that it doesn't have certain features that we need, but by the fact that it fucks something up every goddamn time. Like right now, it will not let me load a piece of audio here. Oh, geez. I'll tell you what, I'll just play a spot from our sponsor, 420 Amplify. Man, that should get you zooming. A little slug. Maybe you're losing your high or your beer or whatever. You need to pop your eyes open a little bit. Get some of this because it works.
You need to try 420 Amplify. It'll get you boosted and where you need to go. No more burnout. Get the most from your toast with 420 Amplify. Hey, amplify your mind and your ass will follow. For more information, email 420amplify at hypersloth.me. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Listening to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.
Caller, you're on the air.
Yo, it's the Z.
What's up, Z? How you feeling?
Damn, I'm feeling like shit, but I'm glad to be on the air with my man, the Roof.
Damn, is that allergies or flu or the cold or what?
No, straight up. Same as you had last week, my man. I guess you gave it to me over the phone, but I got a serious cold working.
Wow, no stomach shit though, I hope.
Oh no, I've been through the stomach stuff already. Looks like I'm just back to the straight up shitty head cold.
Damn, well you sound great though, despite the fact.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, can you hear me? Should I take you off speakerphone? What should I do here? It's been so long since we had a fucked up delayed. Are we delayed now? Are we back to that same old shit?
Yeah, there's a delay. You sound fine, but there is a delay.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I apologize 100%. I'm kind of on the road now, right here up in St. Joseph, Michigan, on the road from my usual spot in Colorado Springs, but luckily medical marijuana is legal here in Michigan, so I think I will partake shortly. If that's okay with you, Mr. Rufus?
No, hey, doctor's orders. You know, what can I can't argue with that.
Now, what did I miss so far? As long as can you catch me up real quick while I take a puff and get my mind right?
No, I haven't missed much. I talked briefly about how I've got to go back to Nicaragua next week, about how I've come up with some pretty good music, man. I can't wait to lay it down and send it to you. I just don't have the means until I bring my gear back from Nicaragua. Other than that, I just spun Beer's Food, an Internet Love song, and a Morphine song that I had spun last week. So you haven't missed much.
What you're saying is that I did miss a lot of stuff, actually. Now I feel bad about it. Thanks, Ruth.
No, you didn't miss anything. I'm repetitive. I'll repeat myself a lot. So I talked for a long time. I just didn't say much.
Well, I just don't want you to get discouraged because I was not online. I mean, it is my fault, kind of, because what happened was when I'm on the road a lot of times, I rely on something called Tether.com. I don't know if anybody's heard about Tether. Probably should give us some money for giving them a shout-out here. But I am able to hook up my computer using nothing but my AT&T wireless. Okay, this is going to sound a little confusing. My AT&T wireless minutes, I can just hook it up to my computer, and basically my phone becomes a hotspot without paying anything extra, and use my unlimited wireless minutes to my Apple computer. And it actually works for any computer or any phone, as far as I know, with Tether.com. But I don't have to have, like, a secret plan for minutes or whatever to use my AT&T as a wireless hotspot. That, you didn't see me, but I did air finger quotes there. But it works out nicely.
I can hear
when it's working. But today I'm in the unusual spot of my phone is dead, okay? So it's plugged into the wall. And to do this, I have to plug my phone into my computer to use it as the hotspot. So it's I'm kind of in a pickle, as it were. So I figured we'd go old school, and I just would connect with you how we used to do it, you know, before we were rich and famous, like with the delay and all that good stuff.
Well, it sounds great. It definitely sounds like you're on the phone. I feel like I'm interviewing you instead of, like, co-hosting with you. So, like, if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
What kind of tree?
Yes.
I think I would be the mighty oak.
The mighty oak.
Because
I'd be
like
poison oak.
Because I like it when people blow on my acorns.
I'd be a weeping willow, I think. But I blame that on Blog Talk Radio on Skype.
You're breaking my heart with that, Roof. The weeping willow.
Oh, jeez. It's not like I'm cutting myself.
What make you not want to be the weeping willow?
I don't know. It's the only tree name I could think of. What's a happy, upbeat tree? A cedar?
It's not good. There's got to be a
pine.
Tree out here.
Is
there
a sadder tree than a weeping?
I don't know.
Evergreen. There, yeah, there you go. That's kind
as long as you're not a sapling.
I think I'm just a piece of petrified wood.
Wow, I bet your wife enjoys that.
Not all the time. Not at three in the morning.
Well, you're not supposed to knock on her back door with your petrified wood. Do they ever appreciate it when you petrified wood anyways, honestly?
Do what?
So do they ever appreciate it when you're petrified wood anyways?
No, never.
They don't understand petrified. They only understand that, you know what, when you tell them that your petrified wood is making your acorns hurt, for some reason they never believe you.
Right, right. But they never let you forget when you haven't trimmed your Spanish moss.
when you haven't licked the Spanish moss.
That's right.
I've been married so long, I don't lick Spanish moss anymore. That's for sure.
Me either. I can't wait to...
That's not true. I do lick Spanish moss. I just don't lick American moss.
Hopefully, since I'll be in Nicaragua alone for a week, I can lick me some Nicaraguan moss.
The funny thing is, in Nicaragua, basically all the women, they don't even have moss, do they? They've moved beyond moss.
Actually, now that you mention it, I don't think they do have moss. Of course, they've had a few massive earthquakes, but I'm a little in somebody's fault line.
So you looking forward to your trip to Nicaragua?
Yeah, I am. I am now. I wasn't before, but... I was going to try to do Grenada and Nicaragua. I mean, Grenada and Matagalpa. Now I'm just going to do Matagalpa. So the logistics has cleaned up quite a bit more. So I'm looking forward to it, I guess.
Can you arrive right into Matagalpa or not?
Arrive into Managua, which is like right between Grenada and Matagalpa. It's actually closer to Grenada.
So where are you flying into? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Managua, the capital.
Who are you calling Managua, dude? That ain't cool.
Jesus Christ.
I am not your Managua. I don't care.
Yeah, you are.
I am. I'm your little Managua.
Jesus Christ. I'm gonna jot that down. That's the name of the next Cypress song. My little Managua.
You should make a shirt that says, I'm not your Managua.
It's a disgusting, filthy, crime-ridden city, so that makes more sense.
I am nobody's Managua. Mm-hmm. Hold on here, Roof. I think I'm going to have a breakthrough as far as getting... Well, hold on one second. Stay with me. Stay with me, Roof.
All right.
Water?
Oh, yes.
All right, I'm still trying to get online so we can do this Skype-wise, but it looks like it's going to take me opening a beer to get that completely figured out. Road shows suck, but I'd like to say that Hypersloth is good at taming the beast. It is, I don't know, what would you call it?
Some kind of techno beast.
Okay, hold up.
I got a sneeze coming on.
Still there? Don't give up on me, Rope. God damn it.
I had to mute the mic.
So fucking confusing. Okay.
Everything's confusing.
Hold me, Ruth. Hold me.
So wait, you're running some sort of technical chain between Blog Talk Radio, Skype, and Tether, and your phone?
And a beer, and a one-hit.
Is this like NASA circa 1962?
It is. This is the same way they slingshot the Apollo 13 around the moon.
But oh, yeah, the one that almost fucking blew up in space.
Which probably would have made for a more interesting story. It's sort of like that thing that disappeared, that flight that disappeared. Because no one's really sure what happened to it, right?
You've been following. I gave up on that whole fucking news story. They just beat it to death, especially on CNN. I can't even fuck it anymore. Did they know anything new?
I mean, honestly, I'm like you. I kind of felt bad for them because I felt like they gave up on it. After a while, you know what I mean? They're like, eh, whatever. It's not good news anymore because it has, like, no viable ending. You know what I mean? So they're like, whatever.
Well, CNN, that's, like, all they fucking talk. I felt that's all CNN talked about so much that I started being mad at the people that were kidnapped. I was like, man, those motherfuckers, I hope they never get found. You know, CNN just a... The CNN made me hate the victims. That's how bad CNN is. They just get, they'll find one story, whether it's a missing plane or a kidnapped little blonde-haired girl or something, and then they'll just, it's all breaking news all the time about that one story, and it just drove me insane. I was like, I hope they find the plane right as it's crashing into CNN headquarters.
Well, you called them kidnapped, so I'm assuming that you think that... that they were kidnapped then?
No. I'm saying that's like all CNN reports on now is like whatever the mystery is of the day, whether it's like the kidnapped little 4-year-old beauty pageant girl, or some housewife's cat disappeared and came back with no legs or something.
It's never fun when they. When the parents kill someone, that's no fun.
Well, it depends on how bad the kid is. If it's a bad kid, it could be fun for the parents.
Hey, any dog drama going on down there today?
Did I tell you about the call I got from our landlord?
No, I didn't. You did not. That sounds interesting. I love those calls.
Got a call from the landlord. And she said that somebody had complained about the dogs getting out and, like, roaming the neighborhood. And they didn't complain about them getting out. They just complained about them roaming the neighborhood. And I said, first of all, I was like, why didn't this person just knock on my door and talk to me? And B, how did they even know who my landlord was? So that narrowed it down because I was asking her, I was like, who said this? And she said, well, I don't know. And I told her, I said, well, the fact that they called you kind of narrows it down for me. You know, I know which houses you rent out, so I'm going to go talk to this person. And I said, look, no, we don't let them out. They're dogs. They fucking escape sometimes. And we have a 5-year-old who just, he doesn't know any better and leaves the door open. And each one of them is less than a foot high. They're not terrorizing the neighborhood or, like, kicking through people's front doors and knocking over cars. So, you know, what's the problem again?
Did you say, hey, hold on a minute? Drama. No, I'm going to fuck a bitch up. Because
I think she was a little taken aback. I mean, I'm a homeowner and I rent a house, so I think she was a little taken aback that I wasn't like, oh my God, yeah, I'll take care of it right away. I was like, I turned it around, kind of giving her the third degree, even though it's not her fault. She's just, you know, she's got to do what she's got to do. But I was like, well, who was it? Tell me. I'm going to go talk to him. Who? You know, this is ridiculous.
Right.
We don't let her dogs out. You know, it's like, yeah, they're fucking dogs. They get out sometimes. So what? They're tiny.
And say, you know what?
Anyway,
funny,
I think I know who it is.
Right over to where I need to fuck a bitch up.
Right, exactly. I just thought it was a little telling that they called my landlord. You know, the fact that they know that I even rent this place. I've narrowed it down. I'm going to go burn down their house this weekend before I leave for Nicaragua.
You should have said, hey, is this actually going to fuck with my crack sales, or is that stuff cool?
That's right.
Look, man, if you fuck with my crack sales, I'm going to have to move into another house because I can't fucking deal with this bullshit. Business is tough.
That's right. And not to mention, I'm making meth out of the fucking bathtub.
Right. You should have said, you know what? I don't really care about the dogs, but did they smell the meth?
That's right.
You should have said, hey, now, are you really looking forward to next month's rant? Because now that this dog thing's happening, I don't know how my meth cook is going to go.
Yeah, what I should have said is that the dogs aren't just roaming the neighborhood. They're delivering my meth to the neighbors. I tie little baggies on them, and they know which homes to go to. They're like carrier pigeons for meth.
And you think she would have known. I mean, she's been – how long has she had that ring?
I don't know, long time.
She hasn't used it in a while.
Huh?
She's had that rental for a while, so she realizes that a lot of people are probably cooking meth out of there.
I'm pretty sure our neighbors are doing something. They never come out of their little home, and the windows are always, you know, closed up tight with blinds. There's something going on there. I've seen shady people coming in and out.
Where are your neighbors?
Yeah.
Well, you should call the cops, dude. It's the right thing to do.
Well, they're not hurting me. They might have called
the
landlord, though, because she owns that house.
Oh, she owns both houses?
Yeah. That's what I mean when I say somebody new to call her, because she owns several houses in this area. So whoever calls her is probably also a renter.
Does she live there, too, or does she live close to you, Rufus?
No, she doesn't.
Why, she's too good for your fucking neighborhood? Is that the deal?
Well, I mean, technically, I'm too good for it. I'm not the typical house renter, you know? I mean, I'm definitely not like normal people that she deals with renting houses to. Being, still make a six-figure income and I'm a homeowner, that's not typical. Kind of catches her off guard sometimes.
You have all your teeth, I'm not sure, but it does look like you have all your teeth, which is very important when renting.
Well, that's what my income can buy, is better teeth than you're born with, whether you keep them all or not.
Whether your teeth are grandfathered in or not.
Yeah, and that's right. I have poor people's teeth ground down. I have poor people's teeth ground down and made into better teeth for me.
Made into a powder that's mixed with cement resin to make your own teeth?
Yes. That's right. I have a bunch of illegal wetbacks. Pour my new teeth in like cement.
You're superior. You have superior teeth. Sorry, Roof, if I seem a little preoccupied here, I'm still trying to get this hooked up. Please select Tether.com, Dom's Tether as your, Zigzag's Tether as your Wi-Fi network on your iOS device from settings. Okay, I'm trying to do that. Usually this works so fucking easy, and of course now it will not. I apologize, Rufus.
Hey, it's par for the course. They must have been bought by Blog Talk Radio or Skype.
Here it is. Hold on a second. There we go. I'm up on the phone, biatch. And it did not. What the fuck? Okay, fuck it.
There.
We're going.
We're owned by Skype Corp.
Shut her down. Hold on. Oh, now it comes up. All right. Here we go. You still there?
Yes.
All right, hold on a sec. All right. Nice. Rufus is online. Now it's saying I'm offline. That's what I hate about Skype. I'm obviously online, but it's saying I'm offline. And you know what? I know
quality.
You want to kick me to the curb, and I do understand that. But
are you talking what?
Listen, I just look forward to our show so much every week. I can't help it.
Well, no, I do. I do too. And I feel
like
we're hampered by technological bullshit.
I feel like if we don't have a set time for the show, we'll never fucking do it. And I love it that much that I just can't give up on it. I just can't do it, Ruth. I can't. I'm weak.
What? No, I'm not saying we wouldn't have a set time for the show, but we'd have a set time within parameters where doing the show is optimal, and we can do it in a way that we're not hindered and crutched by shitty fucking software run by half-assed fucking hackneyed companies.
No, I like to think that there's one fucking listener out there, Rube, they depend on us because, you know what, maybe we don't go live at the right time one week, and maybe the sloth universe loses one person, and we can't let that happen. I can't sleep tonight thinking that more happened.
Wow.
I don't want to get deep on you.
Skype showed me that you're online. Should I try to call you on Skype and see what happens?
Hold on a second. I'm having something. Something's wrong with my self-assigned IP, whatever the fuck that means. Network name, that's right. I'm doing something wrong. Obviously, I'm doing something wrong on my end. So keep talking to me for a second. So tell me what's going on. What's the weather like there today, Rufus? What's the weather like? Hey, wait a minute. Tell me this.
Uh-oh.
Read me this, Ruth.
Huh?
Can you think you could pull off a maybe latter part of May trip to Denver with your old pals?
Yeah. Maybe. It depends on how this Nicaragua trip goes financially. You know how the trips, no matter where they are, always cost four times as much as you expect. So I'm not sure.
This is what I want to say to you. Look, the money part of it is not important to me. I want someone like myself, my partner, to go with me, and I will spot the money. You just need to make the time, if possible.
The time's not a problem.
I mean, you don't have to give up your regular job or anything, but, I mean, I think that our trip to Denver is probably fairly important for the future of what we want to do here.
Yes, I would agree. No, the time is not the problem because I can go anywhere and I can do my job from anywhere. You know, I mean, as long as the hotel has Wi-Fi, it doesn't fucking matter to me.
What the fuck? Well, that's what I'm saying. So let me take care of the financial end of it because that's fine. I mean, I just want us to check out what's going on there and make sure that this is something we didn't put. I mean, feedback I'm getting from the double B is double G. And by double G, I mean double good.
Is that right? Well, look, I don't want you to have to handle the financial end. So tell me, you don't have to tell me now. Email me, like, the exact dates you're looking at. So let me look up the flights and all the rates, and let me figure it out.
No, you're going, and I'm going to pay for it, so let's just deal with that. Because I'm not going alone, dude. I can't be trusted alone.
No, you can't.
I might never come back, or I might make poor decisions like I'm known to do. So I need you there, my friend. So let's just come up with some dates. I mean, are you okay going in the middle of the week? It doesn't have to be a weekend or any of that kind of shiznit.
No, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's a short flight.
All right. This is what it's saying to me right now, Ruth. Let me explain it to you.
Yes.
Airphone is turned on, but is not connected to the internet. Say it has a self-assigned IP, but the IP will not let me connect to the internet. Well, that doesn't make any sense because I have an ad hoc network. Here we go. All right. I think we're almost there.
You're blowing my mind.
I've been drinking since noon, dude. That's why I don't drink at noon. Why I start drinking at 10 a.m.
That's right. So you're leveled out by noon.
Right. I should have been leveled out by now. Wow, I'm just retarded. All right, it's not going to let me connect, so let's just go back to, let's just do it old school. So talk to me, Ruth. Tell me what's on your mind, bro.
Okay, you want to hear something that may or may not be funny?
I'd rather hear something that's funny, but not be funny, I guess, if I have to.
Well, it's funny to me. I just don't know if it's funny to you or anybody else. But, you know, taking the pot is still kind of a novelty to me. It's so new that I try to document everything that happens while I'm enjoying its effects. And so the other night I wrote down...
Yeah, you're having to tell your hook. Since you're hooked, it's not that much fun anymore. It's like booze.
Well, I jotted down a few lines that came
like
out of
booze.
My mouth and my wife's mouths, or that I heard on TV while I was high the other night that I thought were funny. So I was just going to read those, and let me get your reaction on whether they're actually funny or if I was just high. Maybe that could be a bit. Is it funny, or was I just high?
Funny or high? Sort of like funny or die.
Funny. There you go. I'm going to jot that down.
Write it down. Write it down. I miss out a lot
right, so
by
this,
not writing it down.
So we'll call this a bit funny or high. So these are lines that I jotted down that either I said or my wife said, who was not high.
Oh,
but
no.
I thought she was because I was high. Or that
right.
I heard on TV.
Then you're like, is she just high or is she just fucking stupid?
Right.
Or is she not high and stupid? Like I think about my wife. I'm like, no, she's just stupid.
Yeah.
Poor bitch.
All right, so here's the first one. I remember for a fact that I said this. I don't know what the conversation was, but the line is, look at what I'm married to. Please give me some disability money.
Funny.
Okay. I heard this on a commercial.
As long as your wife didn't say it, it's funny.
Yeah, that's right. These next two I heard on commercials, they just kind of jumped out at me when I was high. One is, when it comes to cleaning his cabin, Mr. Clean likes to keep it simple. That's not really funny. I don't know why.
Hi.
This one was, I think this is on the Food Network, Grandpa Edward's Special Process. High or funny?
That, to me, sounds like confused about your past.
Okay, here's the next
Maybe
one.
Maybe you're a little confused about
it's
what
your...
happened to you.
Okay.
As long as it wasn't
that,
Grandpa
your...
Edward reached into my pants.
It was said on a show. It wasn't said by me. But, okay, here's the next one. It's your goddamn ham company, so stop making puke sounds.
Wait a minute. I need to hear more about that one.
I don't recall what that was about at all.
Puke sounds?
Okay. Puke sounds.
Hi.
Okay. Here's the next one. There's only a few more. Don't worry. No recipe starts out better than when it first calls for a heaping helping of slurry.
Funny. I can appreciate
that
one.
Yeah, I can tell by how much you're laughing. Okay.
Well, I know that because slurry is a very important ingredient in man gravy.
Oh, yeah, you'll like the next one then. Jell-O salad reminds me of the good old days when I had several fruits suspended inside me.
What the fuck? That's funny. That's roadworthy.
Okay. All right, there's only three more.
That came up. I think I heard that when I was watching Locked Up Abroad the other night.
We'll have to put that in our sitcom. That's a line.
We have
one
to work
on
the Rufus. Promise me we're going to work on the sitcom. Promise me, dude.
We're definitely
going to
work on
the sitcom. I'm stressing about the sitcom. I'm stressing because I feel like the whole world is going to miss out on the world's best fucking sitcom.
Don't stress. It's my top priority. I wanted to get the website rolling, but
no,
the
website
it's top
is awesome,
list,
dude. It's me. I've been fucking up, and I feel terribly. I feel so bad because I've been so focused on the sloth as of late, but then lately, I've been so worked up about moving my operation so we could do so much more with the Bud Buddy and the 420 Amplify that I've just negated on getting this shit done with the sloth, and I feel terrible because the sloth is the most fun to me.
Dude.
It's like the mundane day-to-day bullshit. I need to hire someone to take care of it, but we can't. We can't even find a technical co-founder.
Dude, you shouldn't feel bad, man. I mean, everything you're doing is foundational.
No,
come on. You're laying the groundwork. I mean, the bigger place, you're doing the Bud Buddy. You're doing the oil Del Rey stuff.
I just can't help it, dude.
The website looks awesome. That's a template, man. I seriously spent 20 minutes installing it and tweaking it out.
But you read the same thing I did. It says you need 3 posts a day. You need 1 regular post, 1 photo post, and 1 video post. And you're fucking hardcore on it, and you're finding good content to put up there. That ain't easy, man. You got to spend some fucking hours looking for that shit. Because that thing you had, was it 33 things?
Yeah.
I mean, that was brilliant, dude. I laughed my way through that whole fucking thing. I'm like, damn, those are fucking good.
But that's what I'm saying. That's not even mine, dude.
I
go to Ebon's World, I go to Chive, I go to Reddit. I mean, I'm doing this
shit
anyway.
I understand how much shit you have to fucking tear through to fucking even find something that's halfway ingenious. Because I'm out there all day like you are, and I'm like, God, really? Seriously? People are running this shit? I'll tell you what, one good spot is Jezebel. It's kind of a ladies' deal, but they got a lot of good shit on there that is probably post-worthy to copy. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Actually,
my wife knows about it.
I have heard about it. I'm going to go to it, so just talking bookmark it. I have heard about it, yeah.
Jezebel's halfway decent. I mean, my wife likes to think she's clever because I let her. No, I mean, it's pretty good.
And website.
I mean, it's
those websites create their own content. They're all just recycling shit they find everywhere else.
You're right, they are. I mean, there's a few that can afford to hire people to write shit, but not that, I mean, the Chive's not hiring people to fucking write content.
No, most of that stuff on all those websites comes from just surfing Reddit.com. Reddit.com is a fucking gold mine for this shit.
Sadly enough, if you think about it, Roof, we are actually writing content. Just us as the sloth. I'm not saying by forwarding stuff, but we've done fucking, like, original shit. Even our songs are original. Our animation is original. You know what I mean? We've got videos that are original.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Chive can't even fucking say that. Chive has nothing original. A couple pictures of them holding up some naked half-whore? Fuck that.
Well, that's why I've got a whole category on the site that's the Hypersloth
that's
exclusive.
That's what I mean, Hypersloth exclusive. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
We've got fucking real shit, dude. That's because we're fucking brilliant.
We just need the time. We just need the time to package it and execute a lot of our ideas and get them up there. They'll fucking go viral, dude. They'll totally go viral.
That's what I'm saying is when we get the button, you know what we need to do? And please, you can ixnay this if you want. Let's put up a thing on the Hypersloth website making the Bud Buddy and 420 products seem separately, like a total separate thing from the Hypersloth.ne, like we're advertising on there, to see if people are, like, interested in maybe throwing some advertising thing. Hey, there's some people fucking advertising on here. They must have something going on.
I've got ads on there already.
Are you snorting crack?
I've got Google ads
there, man.
You
know you smoke
there,
it.
Man.
You
like...
don't snort it, dude. You don't snort it. You smoke it. That's what I was doing wrong for years. I was, like, snorting crack and never getting high. It was so weird.
I just put some between my cheek and gum.
That actually probably works, you freak. But, I mean, so you think we could just do, like, an ad? We've got pictures of the Bud Buddy, dude. Like, it's so legit. We get some pre-orders
I've already got real ads up there. We can just replace those with the Bud Buddy.
Well, I'm saying if we just even run some along the side. I mean, I see the one you got at the top. We're not getting paid for those. Are you getting paid for those?
If somebody clicks them, we do.
What's that?
I said if somebody clicks them, we do.
Oh, really? Oh, well, maybe we should take those down.
It's pay-per-click advertising.
So what should we do, Roof? Now I'm scared. I mean, I feel like can we make a spot for the Bud Buddy and 420 products and forget pay-per-click? We just put a little spot on the site?
We put it in rotation.
To make it seem like it's not part of hypersloth.me, you know what I mean? To make it like we have, like, sole sponsors that just advertise on hypersloth.me.
But those
banners
would have to go somewhere.
Someone was looking.
But those banners would have to go somewhere. I mean, if we put a banner up there.
I've got kind of a thing that I was working on through Wix.com for the Bud Buddy website. Just fucking around. It didn't take very long. I mean, it's not really even set up. But it's something that we could make into it. It's like four pictures, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or now am I getting confused?
Well, that's fine.
Remember, Rufus, I have a really bad head cold, dude. I have a bad head cold, and I'm half drunk and totally high. So if you got to reel me in, bro. But in the meantime,
I mean, making the banners to put in these spots is no big deal.
Yeah, that's how
we
do with head cold.
To make a blink. Oh, wait, you're not on medicine, too, are you? Head cold medicine?
No, unfortunately, I'm not. I'm like, I'll just ride the head cold because it's its own special fucking high. In a weird way, it is, Rufus. That's the scary part. It's the worst kind of high. It's the high that makes you want to jump and drink and smoke dope. I'm not insane, dude. That was a joke. But you know what I mean when you have a head cold. It kind of makes you feel weird, right? I mean, I don't think I've ever had a head cold.
Especially if you got...
Like, I woke up this morning, and I didn't do anything yesterday. I woke up this morning, and I felt like I was hungover. That's a pretty fucking bad feeling. You know what I mean? You're like, I didn't even go out. I didn't smoke dope. I didn't drink last night. And I woke up this morning, I was like, God, I fucking feel like shit. So tonight, I'm like, fuck, might as well drink and smoke some dope, because I'm going to feel like shit tomorrow anyways, probably. You know?
When I'm sick, I just drink. That's like my. I mean, I take some medicine that's specific for it, but I always just drink too.
Unfortunately, I'm like, plus last night I didn't do anything, which is super lame. So I feel like I got to fucking double up tonight just to fucking make up for last night when I didn't do anything.
Double up.
Because I was probably having brilliant fucking ideas last night that this cold was fucking blocking from me, and I didn't have the chance to access them through the proper. Weed or alcohol channels, and I'm like, fuck, dude, you missed out. It's like missing out on the whole day's worth of work. You know, and you're like, fuck, I missed all those great ideas last night when I could have been half fucked up thinking of the next best thing, and instead I was sick.
Hey, I gotta ask you a serious question.
Don't do it, dude. All right.
It's gonna blow your mind.
You got to. No. Hypersloth.
Should I?
Offer health insurance.
Should I? Not yet. Should I? We're going to be mandated to. Should I or should I not accept the Handsome Geniuses as a friend on Facebook?
Dude, I don't even think
I'm scared
you know what you're fucking getting into, dude, if you do. My advice to you is
no. Well, they sent me, or he sent me a friend
for
request.
Are you looking for new best friend?
I didn't realize it. I didn't realize
that
he also sent me a message. No, that's what I'm asking you.
I don't know, dude. It's up to you. I mean, if you were an investigative reporter who went undercover, I would say yes. If you're Cliff Haley saying yes, Aaron Turner, you're now my friend, I would expect to be fucking man raped at somewhere in the near future.
I'm afraid that I probably already was in some unconscious state back in the 90s.
I don't want to say this. I'm afraid you were too. I'm afraid you were too. And that's, I befriended you because I knew at some point in the future you would need someone to understand where your pain was coming from, and I understand. It happened before I started working at Delaware, but I want you to know that I realized what you went through, and it was painful.
Well, I do remember once.
And it's okay to drink. I want you to know it's okay to drink to forget. It is.
No, that's the only reason I do it.
Yes.
I do remember waking up once covered in cockroaches and condoms. And I thought, why are all these cockroaches wearing condoms?
The question is, which one was on your face?
They were all
on my
face.
Or was it a cockroach-filled condom? Ew, creepy.
Jesus Christ.
I saw a porno where the dude said, hey, bitch, speak into that hot mic. It was crazy. Remember when he's like, don't talk into it, step up to a hot mic. What a fucking freak. Dude, I'm sorry, this isn't WKRP in fucking Cincinnati, wherever he worked. Smoking crack with the station manager or whatever. Like, dude, you even think any of those were true? Or you think he's just fucking so weird he's just making that shit up? Because I'm thinking most of that was made up. If you go from being an assistant morning guy, really, Rufus, if you go from being the assistant morning guy to a fucking manager at a Delaware Subs in South Austin, highly unlikely. You'd probably die before you would do that.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Unless he was fired or something really outrageous. And it, like, had no hope of ever getting another radio gig again.
That's his bullshit high school persona saying that, dude, and saying that you don't know him so you could fucking believe that. And him putting his fucking handsome genius act on now. Because he's nowhere even farther than he was at fucking Delaware Subs than he is in fucking life now. No, I think Aaron Turner is a fucking sociopath with some agenda that thinks he fucking can fool people. And you know what? I'm not a stupid person. I think that I'm pretty fucking right on with that.
Okay, so I won't agree with that.
Well, no, like I said, make up an alternate personality. He might not even fucking recognize you with a beard and hair. And fucking the handsome genius as Rufus Sloskowski.
No, he sent it to me directly and said, hey, Cliff, it's Aaron from Delaware Subs. It's been like 17 years.
I'm saying you just don't answer that one and befriend the handsome geniuses as Rufus Sloskowski, and they're going to friend you no matter what because they're like, hey, this guy wants to fucking friend us. We're the handsome geniuses, you know, you give them a like, and I guarantee you'll get, like, some weird fucking emails from him, and you could go check out their shows or whatever, and he wouldn't even know who you were.
That's okay. I'd like to keep Hyper Sloth and Rufus distanced from those guys, to be honest with you.
I mean,
I'd rather do nothing.
Make up another name.
You got a phony one. I don't even care. I mean, I don't want to.
I don't either, but I'm curious because he is so twisted. I mean, if we could just put all that in a time capsule, I'd love to do a microscope on what the fuck is going on with Connor Harrington or even Richard, you know what I mean, from Delaware. Those guys were fucking out there. Richard, the guy that got busted, the Mexican guy who. Well, he worked at the other, like, Indian restaurant, first of all, but they were guys. Wait, you don't remember Richard?
I don't. I remember Connor from Gal's Panic. I don't remember Richard, though.
Richard was a guy who the cops came in there and busted him and arrested him on the floor, thinking that he robbed the MC Sports or whatever was across the way, and he didn't. He just matched the description of a guy, and then he applied for a job and got hired there.
What? No shit.
You don't remember Richard? Are you serious?
No.
He was side by side with that guy every day for fucking 9 months, I bet.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Only during lunch, though. Richard never worked at night. He only worked at lunchtime. He had like a ponytail, Mexican-looking guy. Not really Mexican, though. Not straight-up Mexican, like you would think. Like American, like a tan guy with a ponytail.
Not a Mexican, but a tan guy with a ponytail.
Well,
I mean,
his facial features weren't really Mexican. You don't remember.
He had all the teeth.
Oh, yeah. No, he was. His mom and dad, like, obviously had some money or something. He wasn't, like, a dirtbag. But he had those buddies who thought they were like, an acting troupe. You don't remember those guys?
Yeah, it's vaguely coming back.
Actually, his roommate worked there, too, for, like, a couple months. What was his name? And that guy actually ended up on the front page of the Chronicle while we still lived there. Because he was doing, like, some Jesus thing on stage there. What the fuck was his name? I mean, they had, like, their deal. I'll tell you what. I still tell a fucking story about Richard today. Can I tell you that story? Are we live here? Are we in the VIP? Even if we're not.
We're in the VIP.
Might help you remember,
we're in the VIP.
This might help you remember Richard.
What's that?
Remember we worked there and those fucking idiots from that car lot used to come in there? At lunchtime on Thursday,
yes.
Of course, for their fucking cheesesteak. And this is, I mean, basically, this is 96, 97. Cell phones were pretty fucking new. I mean, I didn't have a cell phone. You didn't have a cell phone. Only, like, real fucking cool dirtbag had cell phones. And this guy's talking on his cell phone, right? Well, it's a Thursday, granted, of course, cheesesteak day, $2.95. And there's 20 people lined up. And this guy's on his cell phone talking to somebody. Richard's supposed to be taking his order at the front window where you make the regular sandwiches, right? Like where you take the order. And the guy's talking on his cell phone and just like not paying attention, right? And he's just talking. And Richard turns around and picks up the phone, right? Our phone that's like right behind the register there and takes it out there. And he calls like his house or somewhere. The guy's like, what's going on? And Richard's like talking on the phone. He's like, hey, what's up? And whoever's on the internet must be like, I don't know, Richard, what's going on? He's like, I don't know, just waiting for some dude to get off his phone. While the sales guy's standing right across the fucking way right there and was like, what? And so he hangs up and Richard hangs up. He's like, all right, dude. It was like fucking, the guy never complained or anything. He must have felt like he came along like a real douchebag because, you know, Dave would have fired Richard for that if some dude would have fucking complained. But it was the fucking
gut.
Richard was he was a doper. I bought a fucking elbow from him. But I can't believe you don't remember Richard. What was his fucking last name? I don't even want to say Hernandez because it wasn't. But, you know, you almost feel like you got to go there.
That scene is going in our script for the sitcom, by the way. Somebody's going to be working at a sub shop and is going to do that.
Dude, tell me that's not the most fucking classic thing you've ever seen. That's ballsy. That was the day that Richard didn't care if he got fired. That was the deal about Richard. He didn't care if he got fired from that job because he had another job at night. That was like his gravy 3 hours a day, 4 days a week job. You know, 12 hours, fucking 13 hours. Who gives a fuck? But
I remember one night I threw a guy out for raising a ruckus about it. Remember how you couldn't sell, if somebody got a large sandwich and made two sides different, you had to sell two smalls, right?
Right.
And this guy
best
made him like,
ever.
Normally I'd let it slide. If somebody was like, I want a turkey, can I have peppers on half? I'm like, yeah, fuck, that's fine. But this guy was like, I want a half a large as a turkey and a half a large as an Italian gourmet. I'm like, dude, that's too small.
Yeah.
And he, man, this dude lost his fucking cool. And I,
yep.
I I lost my cool too, and I threw him out of the fucking place. And I got an applause from like everybody was there, like applause.
You fucking should have, dude. And I'll tell you what, the next time someone orders a turkey, half fucking peppers, half not peppers, you fucking throw them out too. Because after owning a fucking such up, I'm like, that's fucking bullshit. You know what I mean? Fuck you. Order a half a sandwich, pay the extra fucking dime. Don't be such a fucking loser. You know what I mean? That's fucking rude. Hey, and then now, wait a minute, wrap them separately too, would you, Cliff? Thanks.
Oh, yeah, now they're not two subs.
Right, no, not at all, dude. I just asked you to wrap them separately. What the fuck's that? Okay, I mean, half now and half in my car.
That's right. I want one large with turkey on half and ham on the other half and wrap them separately and go ahead and ring them up separately, but it's just one large.
Right. Just give me, and don't give me, just make sure you give me the discount, too. And I also want two half drinks mixed into one drink where I can just, I'll just fill up one and pick one of another flavor, if you don't mind.
Right.
No, you know what, dude? I'll tell you what. Genius in writing, my man, Mr. Rufus Sloskowski, was you writing that article for the was it the Chronicle or the Statesman? You were published, dude. You were fucking published about people eating fast food and grinding fucking shit into the carpet. Brilliant, my man.
Yeah, I wrote a few articles for the Statesman. I wrote one about fast food.
That made me proud to be your roommate and your bandmate. I just want you to know that, Rufus.
Is that right? Really?
That was fucking solid writing. Good job on that.
Oh, yeah, I was a veteran by that point. But
I wasn't asking you to prove yourself to me, but you did. So it's like you knew I was asking you. Good job.
Did you hear about the hate letter I got from it that they published?
I'm sure I did, and I'm sure, you know what, I'm like, no, it does not match Rufus's brilliance. Goodbye, hate letter.
No, I wrote a bit. Part of that article was about, like, obese people that order a bunch of shit and then get a diet drink.
Yes.
And somebody wrote the
article. I know that article all too well. I supported that article.
They wrote the Statesman and said, blah, 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 what about diabetes, blah, blah, blah. And they published it in, the next issue, this guy's hate article or hate letter, article.
Though.
And I was more proud of that than I was of my article.
Yes.
I remember clipping that out and keeping it. I was like, fuck yeah, somebody wrote me a hate letter. That's awesome.
Just like when people did not like our video, and they did not like our teaser for Jive Honky, I was like, fuck yeah, it's touching people now. If people like it, you're like, oh, Happy Seal liked it. If it fucking makes people angry, you're like, that's right, bitch, it fucking touched you where you were uncomfortable.
They won't forget it, dude. They won't forget it.
Well, like I'm saying, you touched fat ass where he was uncomfortable drinking his diet soda with his double fucking cheddar shit going on. It's like, damn,
right. And
fuck that Rufus. He's a fucking bitch. I'm going to write a hate letter that says, you're so right.
See, that guy wasn't diabetic. He was he just knew that I was right. He's like, God
Did
damn
it. Did he say diabetic? You know what? You know when you say that?
Yes.
Type 1 or type
that
2, bitch. Type 1 or type 2. Tell me. Type 2. That's your deal. You know what I mean? Type 2 means he's 150 pounds overweight. So fuck that.
Prove it.
No, type 2. Just tell. You should have wrote back. That's all you had to say in your rebuttal was type 2? Question mark. Oh, that'd have been so sweet. Go back in time, Roof. Let's go back.
That was before the internet.
Let's take out an ad on the back page of the Statesman and just say type 2 question mark and see what happens.
Nobody's going to remember that.
You never know. Sadly enough, when Pitsky died, I found him and he was kind of a stray, and I think some guys recognized him one time when I was walking him because he was lost down by the green belt, and I thought about putting an ad in the paper that said, best dog ever, appreciate it, sorry about that, He lived to be 16, had the best life ever, probably for a dog. Just so those guys being an adult, pisky, ended up all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I hate to think that they thought that, like, he went off and got run over by a car. If it was their dog, I don't even know if it was the same dog, but you know what I mean?
Right.
Does that make
sense?
Sorry, dude. Hold me, Roof. It's scary. And you didn't even think we were going to have a show tonight. And we've still got some little bit of liquid gold going, I'm thinking.
Yeah, but I got to go, actually.
Oh, you suck. My fault.
Well, figure out the
late.
Date for Denver. Let me know.
Dude, we're doing it. So I'm just going to need to, well, I got your address. I'm going to have to buy you a ticket. If we have to share a room, you're not going to try to get gay with me, though, right? Does pot make you gay, or is it just booze?
It's the combination of both of them.
If you decide, see, this is what I'm afraid of.
The perfect storm of.
Somehow, if you end up being a friend of the handsome geniuses, that no longer will the sloth and the genius be separate.
Oh, that's
ridiculous. Just because I do quote on me and your mom are like your biggest fans on your Cliff Haley page. So what if they put two and two together? Because he's creepy like that.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's really why I haven't accepted it.
I'm almost interested, but then I like watch their sound like boring, predictable, boring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't have a radio show, dude. They don't have animation. They don't have songs that people care about. You know, I just think the geniuses are a little trailer park short-sighted from what the sloth will be and is.
I would have to agree.
But, you know, it's like that thing that maybe it's like that idea we have for the Carney show, right? It's just like something you want to know about just because maybe it's a little disturbing and maybe it scares you a little bit, but it's weird. Like a sword.
Might
too.
Be a good reality show for the sideshow aspect of it.
Is there on the gay? Is there a gay network that I don't know about? Because if there is, maybe it
there
would
is
be.
Actually.
Maybe it would be.
There is.
Oh wait,
there is.
So you
I don't
know
even
about
think
it?
They're not even cool enough to be gay. I don't know what they are. At least
yeah,
gay
I think
people
they want
have
you to
some
think they're aliens.
In style.
There's just dudes that have been shit on by chicks since high school that don't have any nut sacks. They're like, eh. All right, I'll let you go, dude. Give me a holla tomorrow. I'll be back in Elkhart, hopefully.
Right on. I shall.
All right, talk to you later.
See ya.